This is on Mill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The on Mill Radio news update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The Ministry of Youth and Sports and partners are rolling out a program aimed at providing employment opportunities for Liberian youth. The program, which is called Youth Opportunity Project, YOP, is aimed at providing basic agriculture and technical skills to 15,000 young people across the country. Youth and Sports Minister told a news conference that it is a five-year project supported by the World Bank. Minister Sain Tor added that the youth will be groomed into becoming entrepreneurs to enable them actively participate in the local economy.
My message to them out there is to see themselves as a positive contribution, as people who have answers to societal problems, to the challenges in society. And I only encourage them to be more positive about themselves and not allow themselves to become the tool for somebody's destructive tactics. That's all. Peace is one of the only platforms that we need to achieve a vibrant, wholesome functioning society.
The Minister of Youth and Sports, Sain Tor. The standard bearer of the United People's Party, UPP, says ensuring respect for the rule of law is a fundamental aspect of his political vision for Liberia. McDonough Wento noted that this is the foundation for ensuring that everyone is accorded the due process under the law, adding that it should be a society of laws and not men. Speaking on Unmer Radio's presidential platform program Hot Seat, Mr. Wento also promised to institute what he calls an effective system to tackle drugs and substance abuse. At the same time, the standard bearer of the Movement for Economic Empowerment, MOVE, has promised to promote local ownership of the economy. Dr. Mills June said this will require providing basic economic incentives to Liberian-owned businesses and lead to a prosperous society. A group of local farmers has begun harvesting rice in 18 communities across Bomi County. The group, coordinated by Sean Devereux Children Education and Agriculture Organization, cultivated over 100 acres of lowland in several towns in the area. The coordinator told on the radio that his group obtained sponsorship of the project from the UN World Food Program that enabled them to provide seed rice and other simple farming implements for the project. Mr. Amadou Sano called for assistance from the government and other partners for the construction of storage facilities for the crops gathered from the project. The news is coming to you from Onmeo Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. At least 528 people have been killed by cholera outbreak, which has spread to 20 out of 26 provinces in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The World Health Organization, WHO, says there are more than 24,000 suspected cases in the country and that most people lack access to clean water, let alone the life-saving treatment they need. A WHO spokesperson, Tari Jasarivesh, told the BBC Focus on Africa program that a high-level meeting has been held with the Democratic Republic of Congo's health ministry in the hopes of eliminating the hotspots where the disease is most prevalent. And dozens of civilians have been killed since Sunday in suspected Russian airstrikes along the river Euphrates in eastern Syria. According to the BBC, jets are reported to have hit camps for displaced people on the western bank of the river and passenger ferries outside the city of Deir ez-Zor. It was not possible to verify the reports, and Russia has not commented. Last week, troops and militiamen broke a long-running siege by the jihadist group of a government-held enclave in Deir ez-Zor and a nearby military airport. That's the Unmerited News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmel, you can log on to www.unmel.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmel2003, or twitter/unmelnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.